What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a Critical Care Pharmacy podcast. This is episode 262. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about which vasopressor should be stopped first, answer the drug information question, do patients with liver disease and prolonged PTINR levels still need VTE prophylaxis, and share a resource that reviews noteworthy emergency medicine articles from 2017. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode262. The article for this episode is titled Vasoactive Agent Discontinuation Order in Septic Shock. The lead author is Gretchen Sacha, and this was published ahead of print in Pharmacotherapy, January 2018. When a patient is being weaned off multiple vasopressor therapy, pharmacists are often asked which vasopressor should be weaned off first. The ideal order of vasopressor weaning is unknown. The authors of this study evaluated the incidence of hypotension within 24 hours based on the discontinuation order of norepinephrine and vasopressin in patients in the recovery phase of septic shock. The study was a retrospective cohort in three ICUs within a single academic medical center. 585 adult patients recovering from septic shock were included in the study. Patients had to have received fixed-dose vasopressin therapy for at least 6 hours as an adjunct to norepinephrine. 155 patients had vasopressin discontinued first, 430 patients had norepinephrine discontinued first. Hypotension was recorded during the 24-hour period after discontinuation of the first vasoactive agent if the mean arterial pressure dropped below 60 millimeters of mercury and the nurse had to do one or more of the following three interventions. Number one, increase the remaining vasoactive agent dose by 25%. Number two, reinstitute the discontinued agent. Number three, administer at least 1 liter of fluid bolus. No significant difference between groups was found with regards to the incidence of hypotension or ICU mortality. After adjustment for baseline factors with multivariable Cox proportional hazard regression, having vasopressin discontinued first was independently associated with a small increased risk of hypotension. The authors concluded in patients recovering from septic shock treated with concomitant vasopressin and norepinephrine, no significant difference was noted in the incidence of hypotension based on discontinuation order of these agents. Despite the small statistical difference found with multivariate analysis, there was no clinically significant difference between patients who had norepinephrine discontinued first and patients who had vasopressin discontinued first. The study does not support any recommendation for the order of discontinuation of vasopressor therapy. Because the nurse is the primary person involved with vasopressor discontinuation, I would leave the order up to their preference. The drug information question for this episode is, do patients with liver disease and prolonged PTINR levels still need VTE prophylaxis? And my answer is, the decision to give a patient with chronic liver disease VTE prophylaxis should be individualized based on their risk of VTE, platelet count, and degree of baseline coagulopathy. There are a few studies that directly address this question, but they are small and retrospective in nature. Hospitalized patients with liver disease are at risk of VTE. Simply having a prolonged PT or INR does not necessarily mean the patient is auto-anticoagulated. A study of 235 patients appears to show the risk of bleeding is not significantly different in patients with liver disease who receive VTE prophylaxis compared to those who do not. But another study in pharmacotherapy showed a higher risk of bleeding in patients with chronic liver disease, although this was predominantly due to minor bleeding. And the resource for this episode is a post made by Brian Hayes titled 12 Must-Know Emergency Medicine Pharmacotherapy Articles of 2017. In this post, Brian focuses on potentially high-impact articles for improving clinical practice in the emergency department. You can get a link to the post at the bottom of the show notes, pharmacyjoe.com/episode262. For a chart explaining vasopressor choice and sepsis, you can go to my free download area at pharmacyjoe.com/free. The chart is download number 3 on the list. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.